Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic has dealt the retail sector a really hard hit, with sales declining from 8.4% in February to a further drop to 13.3% in March, the biggest plunge in 22 years. Even as the economy reopens, many consumers will continue to spend time at home as stringent social distancing rules continue, and many businesses will need to review their operation models to survive. While the government unity, resilience, solidarity and fortitude budgets are providing financial relief to enterprises, it's important for businesses to explore other revenue streams. Digitalization can play that vital role for SMEs as they look ahead. Joining us today is James Chung, CEO of Lazada Singapore. James, thanks for joining us today. Hope you're staying safe where you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Staying tight at home. Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome. Happy to have you. So let's talk about what businesses can do to mitigate the effects of economic uncertainty. I know that's quite a broad question.
We've seen quite a many businesses impacted by the current COVID-19. And one of the things are, you know, if you have diversified your go-to-market stream and have a digital component to your strategy, your marketing or consumer engagement or sales channel, those companies tend to be lesser impacted. Fortunately, Singapore government has allowed e-commerces and companies who are working online and doing sales online to continue to do the sales. You know, some may have not been able to ship out or operate immediately, but having that sales and be able to engage the customers definitely helps to, you know, maintain and continue the business.
So e-commerce and digitalizing, that is the key, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then nowadays, not only becoming, you know, a very high demand to come online, but we also think that once we're coming out of the circuit breaking measures into the various phases, even once offline retail space is open, we do believe that it's going to be quite different than what it was before.
How different, you think? Footfall drops by, I don't know, 50%, only stays at 50% from, say, previous levels before COVID?
Yeah, I think the way we look at it is, from a consumer side, e-commerce has been something that's been being adopted and growing even prior to COVID-19. It's one of the fastest growing sectors of retail. What this COVID-19 has done is it really expedited that adoption. You know, first, it started with search-based behaviors. Because customers are looking for certain things, couldn't find it offline or couldn't buy offline, come online, look for it and make the purchase. And then, you know, that's how customers start. What we've seen is that since given the duration of this circuit breaking measure has been significant enough, many consumers have not only used e-commerce to fill their needs, but also starts to engage on live stream, you know, playing the games and browsing for products that they're, you know, looking for to fill their time and kind of looking for that entertainment that they're missing from going to shopping malls. And these behaviors will expedite the adoption of the e-commerce.
But I'm sure brick-and-mortar stores won't die out completely. Anecdotally, I've heard some people say, oh, shopping is my cardio, going out and walking around in the mall. And then there are certain products that you still want to feel, have that tactile experience with.
Absolutely. I mean, I myself cannot wait to, you know, go out to the malls with my family. And it's one of the hobbies that I enjoy to do. But I think the key is, you know, many companies have come online during this period. So, for example, on Lazada, since April 1st, we've seen about 4,500 businesses and SMEs and you know, from all sizes, from home-based seller to, you know, Robinsons and Popular just recently came online and launched. As these companies come online, and this is in the last, I would say, month and a half, it's more than what we've seen half a year last year. Basically, many companies are playing in a multiple playing field, and they're enhancing their, you know, familiarity and skills to, you know, digitally engage the customers at a wide level. And so, you know, I think from a business perspective, we see that expedition coming, you know, to going digital. And from a consumer perspective, we do know that many consumers are wanting to go offline and then kind of longing for that experience. At the same time, you know, I think there's going to be definitely some sense of carefulness that we all need to practice, you know, as we come out of this.
Of course.
And also doing a digital and going, you know, shopping online, it has always been a bit of a trend that's been going on since before this.
James, do you think it might be too late, though, for businesses to, say, transform now?
You know, I think it's a good question. I mean, we don't think so. I mean, the way we look at it is, when we first started e-commerce back in 2012 in Southeast Asia, oh, these are the companies that go online. It was a very different, those who had a typical profile, right? Mm. But nowadays, it's becoming a very mass thing, and many businesses see this as just part of the strategy that they have to have. So, you know, it's almost like, you know, if you dial back, I would say, you know, 10 years ago, is it too late to make sure you have a good, you know, reviews on Google, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's one of those things that it's the adoption is increasing and there's no right time. I would certainly believe that sooner is better than later because there are skills that you want to pick up, that you want to get familiar with, and also from a consumer perspective that you want to engage, which takes time.
It's an omni-channel thing, which was something that was also bandied about as well. Not just having a store, not just being online, multi-channel, omni-channel.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we're doing right now is, you know, we have a campaign to help to get businesses to pre-sell so that they can bring the customers and lock the customers once the COVID-19 ends to come to their offline store. I mean, it's quite unique to do that on e-commerce, but given our traffic, we thought that that's something that's interesting to do.
Explain that to us. Are they being sent invitations or what's happening?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at, for example, food and beverage sectors selling 1+1 coupons online so that when the consumers are ready to go offline, can go and enjoy the discounts and kind of be front in line to get that consumer mind share. We also look at, as schools, you know, are going to be opened up again, you know, maybe customers are looking to take public transportation, but also other forms of transportation, for example, taking Grab, and wants to buy some vouchers to save money prior to doing that. And also gift cards as well is something that we've seen increasing the uptake. So we do see the sign of people preparing and, you know, the longing to go offline and using digital channel as a means to help to promote and be in front of those lines.
What then do you think, James, are the other revenue streams businesses can explore?
Yeah, I think this is where not just looking at only the offline sales, but online sales definitely gives you wider reach.
Mm.
So, for example, if you're a smaller SME and you have a proximity that you serve, a neighborhood that you serve,
yeah,
online it has no boundaries. So you're able to reach customers, you know, island-wide as opposed to your own neighborhood. So I think this kind of having an omni-channel strategy helps you, you know, both, you know, reach the access to consumers that, you know, otherwise from a pure offline is very difficult to reach.
We're speaking with James Chung, who's CEO of Lazada Singapore. James, with this explosion of activity online, obviously security and privacy, that kind of thing has come into the fore as well. What do you think SMEs then should consider with this in mind when selecting an e-commerce partner?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It is one of our top, I would say, top of mind that we are looking into carefully. It's not only the security, but, you know, just going online, it takes a lot of effort. And there are companies that suit you better. You know, there are many choices out there for sure. Finding the one that fits your category, fits your kind of product and the consumer base, and provide you also with that great first experience in terms of training. How to go, you know, how to go online, how to do your marketing, how to build your budget and finances, right?
Oh, and, no, James, is it like picking a spouse?
Yeah, well, I would say
to some degree, right? It's a partnership.
It's a little bit
yeah.
more flexible than that.
Okay.
But you know, for SME, you know, spending, how you spend your time is very important. So finding the right platform is important. And that security, as you mentioned, I mean, for me, security absolutely has to be the forefront. It has to be the hygiene factor that you must have.
Let's talk about benefits to this collaboration. I mean, how can SMEs ensure that they're not subsumed eventually?
Yeah, so I think one of the things is we are working with Enterprise Singapore, and the government has stepped up in terms of supporting SMEs going to go digital and have created a package to subsidize up to $9,000 in some of the costs related to going online. These would be the cost of, you know, taking pictures, doing editing, you know, something that maybe the SMEs do not have the skill set to do, you know, immediately. Also be able to do online marketing, doing advertising and things whatnot, and also shipping for that matter, once the orders come in. So there are support out there. It's not only Lazada, but many platforms are offering this together with ESG. And I think, you know, these are good ways for the SMEs. You have to be local Singapore SME to qualify, but it's a good way for the SME to, you know, take that leap of faith and make that first step.
It's very heartening, James, to see the bigger boys, so to speak, stepping up and helping out the smaller kids. What else is Lazada doing to help the community?
Yeah, so we try to see what else we can do. One of the things is we are experiencing a very high traffic. So these are the customers that visit our app and our website. And currently, you know, we're reaching majority of the Singapore population. It's really significant how much traffic that we're experiencing. So we are using this time to do a couple of things. One is we've done a campaign that's a SME only campaign. So we excluded all the major corporations, major brands.
Yeah, we don't want you. Okay.
Yeah, just for the SMEs to help them to make the sales and engage the customers.
Yeah.
And we've done another one when the home-based sellers were impacted due to the regulation in terms of shipping and delivery. We've done a separate one just dedicated to the sellers based at home. So these are serious things that we've been doing to contribute back. Also, we've done a one-to-one kind of matching contribution with the community chest for the donations. As we get big traffic, we want to showcase that, you know, people can also contribute back to the society, and Lazada will be right there with you to match your contribution. So we're looking at more and more things, and also we're planning for June, given that we realize that the offline stores will not be operating, the retail stores will not be operating in June, to see what else we can do in this time.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us today, James. And thank you for being so prompt with your grocery deliveries to my home as well.
I'm glad we were able to come there on time with everything items in there.
James Chang, CEO of Lazada Singapore. James, thank you so much for joining us again today. And stay safe, sir.
Yep, thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.